Let's go.
Ew.
All right, guys. So we're back. Another day, another podcast. Joined, as always, Donovan, yours truly, and Anthony.
What up?
Special guest, back from the fucking dead, Suki. What is up, my dude? What up,
hey,
dude?
I'm good, guys. What's up? Hey. Reigning champion over here. Y'all miss me?
Yes.
No. Yeah, you did. Thanks for your honesty, Ants.
Want to smell my feet?
Oh, fucking. Oh, dude, that smells.
Yeah, they're nice and sweaty.
So the garage is getting redone, so we're in the basement again.
Oh, yeah, God. For the listeners. Yeah,
and everyone's getting, like, too comfortable.
Too bumpy. Oh, Suki, it's so warm. These are my expensive pants, if you want to take a gander.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do those signs mean on your
pants? I have no idea.
Are they, like, sign language or something?
How would it be sign language if it's...
No, what is it? Braille, right? No, what,
yeah.
Wait, Braille is for people who can't see.
Correct. Sign language is for those who can't hear.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, okay, I'm dumb.
Hit that fuckboy laugh. See you orange. Nice.
Hey, first try, baby.
Yeah. Nice. What's up, everybody? What's going on?
Nothing much, dude. Just enjoying waiting for this end of the year to happen, man.
Eddie. That's how...
The weather wasn't that
he's
cold
getting
outside.
Real good. Anthony, play-by-play, Anthony just took off his socks. He's getting stupid comfy.
My feet, full disclosure, my feet are, like, super sweaty and, like...
Why?
I don't know.
The anticipation.
You know there's some people who actually aren't enjoying feet stuff. Fuck off.
Starting OnlyFans, bro. Feet pics are in.
I have really gross, like, toenails, so I don't think they would.
I mean, that's why you gotta, you know, take care of them.
Right.
How do you take care of...
Like, yo,
oh,
get,
no, wait,
go
no.
to, like, get a mani-pedi.
Get them cut? I don't know, man. Just trim them every once in a while.
No, I do trim them, but, like.
He's like, how do you take care of feet? Yo, let me see your feet, dog. You probably look,
no, dude.
Your little Cheeto toes probably look crusty
Cheeto
as hell.
Toes? Yeah. Nah, dude. They're
probably got, like,
perfect.
Toenails, like, you know.
Hell no.
Starting to curl downwards.
No, no, fuck that, dude.
No, just my feet are sweaty, so I'm just letting them breathe.
Mm. Yo, everyone's blowing me up in the group chat now because I fucked up the birthday
Mr.
surprise.
Fucking popular over here.
Yeah, look at this.
No,
guy,
they're all like, man. They're like, fucking idiot. I'm like, oh, my bad. Damn.
What am I supposed to do, man?
Read the text.
Fuck? Huh?
No.
Read them out.
Expose them.
Yeah, expose them and yourself.
Don, why are you spoiling the surprise? Because I forgot which fucking group chat I was in. Shake my head. My bad, everyone. Fuck. Then. Dude, I was, like, talking about it. Dude, nobody fucking corrected me when I was talking about it with,
Who, dog? See, we do need elevator music for the,
For the silence?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be the next thing you're going to put on there.
So, I was looking at, like, I guess elevator music has a real term to it. It's called, hold up, I have it looked up. Give me a sec.
Oh, rest in peace, too.
I know, dude. The GOAT.
Fuck. They're bringing it back, though.
Yeah, but one of the, like, smarter contestants is now the host.
Wait, really? So there was a contestant, now he's becoming the...
Yeah. He was, like, I can't remember what his name is, but he was, I think he was, like, one of the first to do it, like, go on one of those big runs as a champ.
It's all about your voice, dude, your charisma, how you present yourself.
I mean, no one can, like, replace Trebek, man. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, I was actually mad excited today, too, and I'm pretty sure the girlfriend is, like, super mad.
At you?
Oh, man.
You just ruined everything.
Yeah,
you just burned some bridges.
Hey, man. Well, whatever.
That's why you shouldn't be an engineer.
What?
What?
No. Oh, this dude's got jokes. Mash that laugh.
Oh, fuck.
How long have you been podcasting, dude?
Dude, I don't control.
How did
the
I get it right?
Bro,
how did I get it right on the first try, dude?
I run the buttons.
It's the top one, red one right there.
I am the captain.
It's
nut. Nut.
Well,
maybe we should get the group.
I'm sure.
Sound.
Well, whatever, man. She want to be mad. She can be mad at me.
That's who she's mad at. She's not mad at anybody else.
No, I know she's not mad at anyone. I mean, like, what the fuck else can I do? I said sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you still dude, you can't just say, "Yo, I'm sorry."
Just be like, "Hey, stay alive till next year, so you have another birthday."
It's like, with your significant other, sorry I cheated on you. Like, what the fuck? Of course you're going to, like, be mad at you.
I feel like...
You can't...
Apples. Apples and oranges, man.
Yeah, so, like, this is, like, a one-time, like, dude, it's, like... To me, it's, like, a small thing.
Homie, a birthday is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so like, does it suck that I fucked up the surprise?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is it something to like really be pissed off at someone about?
Yes.
No.
He only going to turn that age once.
Oh my God. It's not even a big birthday. I think the motherfucker just turned 25.
Damn. 26. He needs to have a big birthday.
I got a big birthday. To be significant.
What's up?
It has to be a big birthday to be significant, not a small party.
No. Okay. So this is just me personally, like, I understand why you would be upset.
Upsetty spaghetti.
But, like, it's not like, dude, all we're doing is taking the motherfucker out to dinner.
It's a surprise.
Where are you guys taking
him? Oh, my God, it's a surprise fucking dinner.
Well, where are you guys going for dinner?
Peking duck. Hold on, let me tell the group chat where we're going to. So that don't ruin that surprise. Yeah, let me give you a real fucking reason to be mad.
Is Peking duck good?
It's where the presidents have eaten. There's a lot of hype behind it.
Wait, like the U.S. presidents?
Yes. A lot of presidents, a lot of celebrities have all gone.
So you guys are going to D.C.?
No. It's in Fells Church. It's right by
Fells Church. What? He said Fells Church.
Fells Church.
Yeah. Yeah, you said Fells Church.
Did I really?
Falls, yeah.
And it all
shame him.
Down. Yeah.
He's cracking. Oh, he's cracking under pressure.
I am cracking under pressure.
Pressure.
Under pressure. So wait, when you go get your COVID testing, do you pay for it or does your boss pay for it?
DC pays for it.
What do you mean? Like,
it's free.
It's free for you?
It's free for everyone.
Okay. But it's just like your boss says, hey, you got to go get it, right?
Yes.
It's called Peking duck. Like, you're peeking at something.
Peking duck? Peeking or pecking? I don't fucking know.
You said peeking.
Is it peeking or pecking?
It's P-E-K.
I know.
I-N-G duck.
How it's spelled, but like, how is it pronounced?
I don't know, Mr. Fells Church.
Yeah, definitely don't ask me right now.
Wait, there's Duck Chang, Duck Wu, and then Peking Gourmet.
And no one's going to fucking trashy.
Dude, I genuinely feel bad, bro, because like...
Yeah, you better, dude.
Yo, fuck you, man. Dude, you're just feeding into it, dog.
You know why I'm feeding into it.
Why?
Somebody still hasn't gotten me a birthday present.
Wah, wah. It's in Leesburg, I'm feeding into
this. Your birthday hasn't even arrived yet.
Homie, my birthday passed.
What are you talking about?
His birthday for 2020.
Yeah.
What'd you get me for my birthday?
The weighted blanket.
I thought that was Christmas.
Did we get him? We did a joint gift, you and me.
Yeah, I thought it was Christmas.
That was Christmas.
What did we get him for his birthday? We got him something.
Honestly, I don't remember. This whole year's been a wash.
No, on his birthday, we gave him Battle...
Battle Royale?
No, Battlefront.
That's free.
Well, I paid $60.
Yo, man, we got you a copy of Fortnite.
We got you the Star Wars
game. No skins, though. No skins.
Oh, wait. No, do we do Star Wars for Christmas?
Christmas, yep.
And then the waited for his birthday. Yeah.
What did we get, Suki?
You didn't get me anything.
For his birthday.
He got me a $20 H&M gift card.
That was for your birthday?
Yeah.
You got him a gift card?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he wants...
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
You fucking lame, bro.
He said, I got what he wanted.
Why you... Well, hold on. Why are you attacking this guy? At least he got me something.
Bro, you got another year subscription. Of, you got another subscription. A year subscription of friendship.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, man. When can I...
Yo, fucking prices, bro. He got you $20.
Yeah, that is something. I bought clothes with.
Oh, you going to put a value on my friendship, dog?
That's fucked up. That's how we always do it.
Fucked up. Who's making that noise?
That was me. I was like, I wonder if this will pick up.
Yes.
It sure did.
Bitch.
Man, this looks good.
You want
good.
Me to take you out to eat, motherfucker? Yes. You want Korean barbecue, asshole?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go.
Yo, that's $30, bro. You gotta start flagging him for $20 now.
I just got it for $10.
Or you can give me a $20 gift card.
I'm not getting you gift card, dude. I fucking hate gift cards.
I love gift cards.
No, I loved it. He helped me bought like... With your gift card, I bought...
Yo, should we just get him a Pandora's bracelet so that way every time we forget, we'll just get him another bead?
Just get him a charm.
Yo. Dude, I'm telling you, that's a relationship hack. That's what I do.
Oh, man, it's such a mail-in.
Wait, what is it?
That's what I do. Whenever I'm in a relationship, first gift I always get them is a Pandora's bracelet.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a bead.
Don't look at me like that, dude.
Dude, Pandora's been around for a decade.
Yeah, but like,
You ever walk around in the store and you see like Pandora, and then it's like all like the little beads and shit.
Do you think I look at that?
Especially
during
like the holidays.
Yeah,
my ass doesn't look that way.
Anyways, so it's basically a bracelet, and they're like, it's a super expensive bracelet and super expensive beads. Each of the beads go anywhere from like $20 to like $100.
Oh fucking hell!
But they're like super personalized.
Yeah, so
them.
It's not just like here's a fucking plastic bead. No, it's like jewelry beads.
But they overpriced it though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, the fuck? Everything's overpriced.
Homie, you can, like, keep the box and try to get another bead somewhere else.
Oh, I knew a guy who did that. He went to, like, one of those mall fashion places, like Zales or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He went in, told the lady he bought something earlier, but his dog chewed up the box. So he was wondering if he could get a new box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he went to Walmart and stole a watch.
Wait, he stole? Okay, yeah, never mind.
He stole a watch from Walmart, put the Walmart watch in the Zales box, and told his girlfriend this was like a Zales watch.
Yo, that's so dirty.
It was so funny, man.
Homie, he stole, no, man.
Did you see that TikTok? The dude, it's like a high school student. He has a diamond tester.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he did
so
it
he
too.
Starts going around to the teachers, and then like, and then oh, you, like, testing you think, the- yeah, like, you think your engagement ring is real?
Oh, man.
And then one of them, she's like, yeah, of course it is. Test it, and it came up. He's like, no, it's not diamond. And then literally he starts recording later on, and then she's like, what the fuck? Like, where the fuck did you get this? Is this not a real diamond? Like, what the fuck? And then, like,
oof, Marone.
She turns around, sees him recording. She's like, stop recording.
Sometimes I wonder if that's fake. You know, you hit that, like, point of life where you're like, is this real or is this fake?
I see a ton of those, like, they'll be in the mall, and they'll ask, like, you know, is your jewelry, you know, real or fake?
Mm-hmm. Some people just do it for clout, dude. There's no way.
Yeah.
Why would you ever take that risk of buying somebody a fake thing? You're going to have that thought through your head of, like, yo, let me check if this is real or not, like, with, especially with diamond.
Yeah.
Can you check that shit with other jewels, like, if they're real or fake?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a way to test everything. You really? Can't just not test it and show up with, like, a gold chain and be like, yeah, this is real. And the guy's like, oh, word? Here's three
grand.
Yeah, but
I feel like they have the oh, so can you check it to any jeweler that won't charge you free of charge?
What are you talking about, to test it?
Yeah.
No, they'll probably charge you.
What the fuck? For using
their
service,
instrument?
It's a service, man. Dude, it's a service.
Oh, it's a service. Let me just use this one instrument.
I don't know.
Ain't no skills used to use that instrument.
I don't know. Maybe it has to go under, like, a microscope. You got to look.
Yeah, all right. Okay, yo, remember this. Remember this conversation when you got to go do x-rays for customers, for your clients.
Can you interpret it? Do you know what's going on there?
No, you just take the x-ray. Dude, that's
no,
a
you
separate
don't.
Charge.
That's
you
actually
charge
skills.
For the x-ray.
That takes skills.
Just hitting the fucking button?
No, to set it up. Homie, you got to set it up with their mouth and everything.
I know.
Yeah,
you just line
this.
It up, bro.
You don't just line it up.
Dude, you do. Oh, my God. Dude.
If you don't line it up correctly, it's going to lead to just like...
Am I going to get cancer in my brain?
No, not like that. Just the picture's not...
The x-ray.
You're just going to have the picture.
They just keep messing up, so you're just getting like super doses of radiation.
Homie, that happened to me. Well, not the super dose, but...
You'd probably be very sick.
My friend, who's in dental school, 2 weeks ago, he did a checkup on me.
Yeah.
And when he was doing the x-rays, he fucking couldn't get the top two front teeth. Like, every time he was doing it, I think it was my nose was blocking or something like that. He did it, like, five times. Like, homie, I think either your nose is too big or you got some long-ass roots. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do, man. And he just kept on giving, like, over and over again. And apparently one of them was like, okay, you got to kind of stop right now. Like, I think we got it. We're good right now.
We got him.
Yeah, but it's like pretty much that takes skills to do x-rays. It's not just something easy. It's not like an instrument's like, boom, just click on it.
Dude, everyone's bashing me around. Hold on, man.
Sucks. So, Suga, you're back from dental school.
Yeah, back from the dead. Back from that.
Rate your semester.
Out of what?
10 being like the best thing you've ever experienced and a 1 being...
1.
Dang.
Bro, it's... It's hard, dude, especially with this whole COVID thing going on.
Yeah, so they have you doing lecture and stuff
you're
online.
Lecturing?
What?
You're lecturing?
No.
No.
Oh.
Thanks for, you know, coming in, like, you know, unannounced.
Yeah, way to listen, dick.
Yeah, fucker.
Anyway.
Sorry, I had to have a comeback in the group chat.
Wait, you waited 2 days for the comeback?
No, fuck you, man. All right, listen, dog. I didn't know. See? All right, you guys are roasting me about that. I didn't come up to him 2 days later and was like, hey, by the way, that thing you said the other day? No, I didn't do that.
No, I waited for a response.
I was just thinking about it in my head. It wasn't stuck in my head for two days. No, it wasn't. I wasn't thinking about it constantly in 2 days. Like, just 2 days later, I thought about it. I'm like, what he said was fucked up. And then yes, I was like, so yeah, here's back. A comeback. It didn't. Okay.
And your comeback was bad.
It didn't take me 2 days to figure one out. All right. Listen, you're judging me hardcore right now. It didn't take me 2 days. Like it wasn't like eating away at my soul for two fucking days.
But it stayed in your psyche.
No, it came up again when I thought about it. And I'm like,
so it did kind of matter.
But I wasn't thinking about it constantly. Like, it wasn't tearing me up. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Like, I got to come up with this burn.
Yeah. Dude. And then it took me two. Yeah. It didn't take me 2 days.
That came to his mind seeing that dude.
I remembered what he said 2 days later and then came up with something to say back.
I've got murder on my mind.
That's pretty much what he was going through.
Donovan woke up and chose violence.
Mother, I crave Crab Rangoon.
Father, I crave violence.
Yeah. Is that the little cheetah meme?
No, it's a little cat.
Yeah, the little cheetah.
No, it's like a house cat.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Father, I crave violence. Oh, where's the freaking gabagool?
Oh, I got to find it now, man. It's a cheetah, bro.
I'm telling you, it's a house cat.
It sounds like you're saying Cheeto.
Cheetah.
There you go.
Yo, fuck you and your Cheeto toes, dog.
Chester who, Cheeto.
You know who has Cheeto toes?
You.
Tina.
Oh,
putting Tina on blast.
Yes, we are.
No, we joke about it all the time.
Make sure you tag her on this.
We'll also say she's got a big head. Yeah. Tina hate, time stamped.
You know, I've never asked her if she was like actually insecure about that. I always joke about it. Yeah, I always joke about her big head,
too. Yeah, and you're
putting
it on blast on public.
But she doesn't have a big head.
Well, she's also come on this pod, and we've roasted her about her head, so.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean, like, she could just.
Yeah, and then she didn't, like, show up on another podcast for, like, 3 months.
So who's the real winner?
Where the fuck? I'm going to find it, dude.
Ooh, that was good.
This one right here.
Oh, what the fuck? Dude, that's totally different than the one I have. I think mine is funnier. Hold on. Just Rain. Why the fuck?
I crave
Damn,
cheddar.
Just Rain. I remember that dude.
I don't know why I screenshot this. It's Fabrizio.
Ew.
I think I was trying to do something. Dude, I have so many random screenshots on my phone.
His titties like
who's
that?
Who's that in the middle of the glasses?
Who? That's me, dude.
That's, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, because I look fresh as fuck.
My man, fresh.
Glasses don't look like they are positioned well.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, I have that photo as
a little guts
background.
Yeah.
A little guts.
Yeah, I'm going to change you to my background right now. Say less.
That's the picture I use for his contact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at his baby.
Damn, then who's the person in the pink?
Haha, he called you baby.
Bitch.
I am baby.
I'm baby.
Oh, my back.
Can I see that photo of me? You're gonna delete it. No, I just want to like see my guts just hanging out.
No, I haven't just your face.
Yo, how many times have I showed you guys this?
Wait, so why is it that when you put my number on yeah. there, like it doesn't show up with a picture?
Suki, where you at? Come here, man.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, you showed me that.
Yo, he just like...
I think it was loud. Just
no mercy, bro. Just smack.
I don't want like the full body. Oh, that's when Suki I shave my dome.
Take a double shot of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Memories.
Oh, I got a fun little like segment we can do. We're all fucking Spotify users, right?
Yo, hot seat.
Cool throne.
What?
Oh, actually, I look pretty good there. I'm not going to erase it. Jesus Christ.
You don't have that photo?
No. Very pale.
Huh. All right.
Before I got fat. Nice.
You're not fat. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at this little gut.
But do you know why my photo doesn't show up?
No, I don't. Guys, Spotify yearly wrapped up.
Oh, okay. Do you want to break it down? Yeah, I'll do it. Let's just fucking do it.
And this
Donovan's photo. Oh, God.
Something I have this ugly saved as your contact.
What the fuck?
How we
Yo, I'm going to start calling you like 24/7 just in case like a girl's next to you. Be like, oh, wow, who's that?
Go ahead, do it.
I'll fucking do it.
And this is Fabs.
How we going to make
All you'll hear from me is like, is there a girl next to you? And be like, no. And be like, all right. And then just hang up.
Yeah. Is she there? No. Okay, bye. All right. 2020.
Oh, 2020 wrapped up. So we're doing top songs, missed hits, or?
I think we should do top songs and top artists.
No one gives a fuck about what podcast we listen to. Because no one listens to this one.
I do.
So is it in order from like most listened to least listened to?
Oh, there's sound. Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's literally raw data.
How do you find this again?
I Googled Spotify 2020 rap, hit the Spotify link, and then it took me to Spotify.
What? What are you talking about? Why don't you just open up the app?
Because I can't find like my wrapped up in the app.
Open up the app and type in Spotify wrapped.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Make sure you update your app too, in case you didn't.
All right.
Oh, this one, dude, your 2020 wrapped, and it just got you.
And has like an historian version.
Just mute that shit, man.
Oh, that's Panic at the Disco.
Yes, it is.
Panic.
Hispanic at the Disco. That's for you, on.
Your mom.
Okay, so what's going on?
Let's go with the first one.
How are we doing this?
What the fuck is his number? How many new artists did you discover this year?
263.
I beat you 266, bitch. We're having a competition here.
Then I lost because I probably didn't discover any new artists. Well, okay, so what does it mean, like, new artists?
Yeah, I know. I never understood what that meant.
Because it'd be like, if I never listened to Taylor Swift until this year.
Is it just like this
is
year?
Is that a new artist?
Yeah. What's their category based on?
All right. So my new artist, beep boop, 178.
What, 178?
Not bad.
That's what happens when you only listen to Steely Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
And then genre list.
What you have to say? Oh, okay.
I've listened to 291 genres this year.
Sheesh. How many new ones?
94.
Damn. 234 genres and 46 new ones.
Fuck you, bitch. 254 genres and 95 new ones.
You beat me in the new one by one.
Yeah, fuck you. Just you beat me in the other one by three.
I beat you in the listening to genres, though.
Where are you guys' top genres?
How
do you want to do this?
Top genres were... I'll list them off.
Yeah, you go. Just go 5 through 1 or
rap,
1 through 5.
Pop, electro house, Latin, and pop punk.
Nice.
I'm not there yet.
All right. My top genres were soft rock, rap, rock, country, and soul.
Wait, how do you guys find the genres?
It's the third story.
Oh,
you got to like write it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's where I fucked up.
Interesting.
Wait, what was yours, Ants?
Soft rock is number one.
What the fuck is that?
It's like...
If you hold your thumb on it, it pauses it.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's soft rock?
Yeah.
Oh man, let me tell you what soft rock is.
What's a famous soft rock?
Oh god,
Ellie
Goulding.
Is it?
And we're gonna let it burn.
I think she's alternative. Alternative
I thought that's
rock.
Pop. What about you?
She's alternative.
Isn't
rock.
She EDM?
Well, I already read mine off.
Oh, I didn't remember. I didn't listening.
Mine was like rap.
That's it.
House,
electro, something.
Yeah, Latin, and then pop punk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine is EDM number one, rap, modern rock. Bass trap, and then...
Pop. What's modern rock? Can you explain that?
I don't fucking know that either. I actually don't know what that means.
All right, so a good soft rock song would be like Afternoon Delight. The Star Something Band.
Can you sing it?
Yeah, can you sing it?
Started out this morning feeling so loud.
It sounds country.
Getting back. All right, let's just get to the chorus. It's Afternoon Delight. Afternoon delight. Yeah.
Wrong one.
Nope.
Oh shit. Oh
nope.
Shit.
That's Ferg.
Is that it?
Ferg. Which one are you trying to get?
Look at this dude.
That's the one. That's the one I was looking for.
Like Afternoon Delight, Little River Bands, you know.
Yo, share one of their songs to me.
Bluegrass
Movement.
Yeah. All right. Yes. All right. What's the next one, fellas?
Top song.
Well, the one song to help you get through it.
Yo, is that some K-pop shit? Hold on. Dragonette?
Yeah.
What's it called? Fixin' the Thrill?
Yeah. I like the song.
Mine is Text Me by DPR Live.
Text Me.
Don't know
me.
That one.
Yeah.
This is a wide range of...
Sure, yeah. Wait, what's that, like, genre? What are they, EDM or something?
Pop,
okay.
I've never heard of them.
I think he's K-pop.
My top
song... You listen to K-pop? Oh, shit.
Every once in a while.
Nice. Some Bluetooth
speaker.
It's
apparently just this one fucking song. Let me see the picture. This.
Oh, okay.
Text me. I don't know it.
All right, I'm gonna look that up.
My number one song this year was "Up Against the Wall." Redneck Mother by Jerry Jeff Walker.
I don't think I want to listen to it.
I do.
He died this year, shit. Jerry Jeff Walker. Rest R.I.P. in peace.
Dude. Yeah. Let me quote Kelvin. Nice. Oh.
Nice. Way to cut the tension.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Wait, just let it play out. Isn't this one?
Damn. The day I listened to was on March 30th, and then the day with the most stream was March 31st. After that, it just went down.
Oh, shit. So you just, like, went nuts.
First, went nuts with one, yeah.
First stream for DPR Live was February 14th.
Okay.
And then most, February 14th.
May 12th. May 2nd.
Oh, shit.
My first one was January 6th.
50th stream was June 30th.
Oh, wow, that's late.
My day's most stream was January 7th.
So the next day the afterwards. Next day. Yeah, that's what I did with mine.
And total streams is 67.
My 50th stream was July 50th. Damn. And then I've streamed it. That's it for number one, 89 times.
That's high. Mine's 71. His is 60-something.
Oh.
So what are your other top songs?
I'll let you know when we get there.
So mine is number one is Text Me by DPR Live. Number two is Run Amok by Year of the Ox.
Oh, here we go.
Number three is Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji.
Ooh.
Number four is Enemies by Post Malone. And
do you know your enemy? Your enemy.
Nice.
Wrong song.
Yeah. Yes.
It's much better, dude.
God, I know the enemy, all right.
Number five is Sunday Best by Surfaces.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah, I like know that one. Wait, you shared that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I listened to that. That's good.
I shared it to the group chat.
Yeah. See, that's how much
I told you. He's like, this is my new feel-good song when I'm feeling blue. I
didn't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a bad
feeling
friend.
Good.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's the song? Yeah. Yeah.
Went and took a walk around the neighborhood.
Ba, 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 ba.
Boom, boom, boom.
One, two, three,
so
four.
Yeah, my top song was Fixing to Thrill, and then it's Green Lights by Corolla. Then
Flash.
I like Corolla.
Lights.
And that's my top artist. Yeah,
I mean, when I was 18.
Fuck you.
But
Tokyo
when
Drifting,
I was angsty.
Tokyo Drifting.
No, you Tokyo Drift?
No, Drifting with Glass Animals and Denzel
Washington.
Kerr.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, Denzel Washington. I know that song.
Uh-huh.
Hollywood's Bleeding, and then I've Been Waiting.
Is that the Hollywood Weeknd? Undead?
What?
Is that The Weeknd?
No, no, it's a Hollywood's Bleeding. It's kind of more of an EDM kind of heavy bass kind of song.
Oh, interesting.
Bass trap.
Most all these songs are on here are the ones I work out with when I'm like hitting the bag or something.
Oh, look at this dude.
This dude works out.
Yeah, he works out a lot if it made it to the top five.
That's pretty much
this guy is cut.
That was mine last year. The song I listened to Stranglehold by Ted Nugent going to the gym. And I went to the gym so much last year that made
that made your top song.
Yeah. So my top songs: number one, "Up Against the Wall," Redneck Mother, "Deacon Blues." Number two by Steely Dan.
There's Steely Dan.
Yeah. Number three, "Beer Never Broke My Heart" by Luke Combs. Number four, "Black Cow" by Steely Dan, and number five, "Drinking Problem" by Midland. Mm.
Damn, what's that last song about?
Drinking.
Really, Ashley?
People say I've got a drink.
Did you guys?
Problem.
What was the award that you guys got?
Award.
So that you
skip the one. Skip
stop.
The one that says if you want to make a playlist.
Okay.
And then it should tell you
you're a good listener. Feel free to show us
to
your exes.
Podcast binge listen. You threw your own Guides Being Dude marathon, listening to three episodes in one day.
Holy
wow.
Shit, man. Dude, I can't
That's
sit
like 8 hours.
I can barely sit through one episode.
The heavy breathing gets me.
I know. The ASMR. That's what I wait for every time.
This is what I turn on during lab when they let us listen to music and podcasts. I'm like, fuck,
really?
Put this on. Yeah.
Wait, like on blast so other people can hear
no,
it?
No, fuck or, no.
See, that'd be cool, man.
You gotta explain that.
You imagine some dude peeks around and is like, hey, what do you listen to, man?
Oh, they're my two friends.
Yeah, played on blast,
bro. My
two
best friends.
I'm a pioneer, bitch.
What number of that in the story is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's after your podcast.
It's like just past the... I listened to Falling before it hit 50,000 streams.
Oh, yeah. I got You're a Pioneer as well.
I think everybody got Pioneer, dude. I got Pioneer.
You just said you got...
No, I didn't get it.
What the fuck?
Mine's after the podcast.
Yeah. So, what song did you listen to before it hit X amount of streams?
So, Which one was yours?
Mine was Nightmare before it hit 50,000 streams.
I don't even know what fucking song this is. Falling?
Yeah.
You probably listened to it once.
Falling. I'm show me what it's like to be the last one standing.
Who's that Nickelback? Yes. There you go. I was like,
he's listening to Nickelback. Teach me wrong.
So what was the so the next one? It says
mine was Don't Cry. I don't know who's it by.
Your throwback.
Throw it back.
Which year was
compared
it?
Compared to other listeners, which decade did you play the most?
Oh, hold on. Don't click on it. Let me guess yours.
So you got your choices of 1950s, 2000s, 1990s, and 1960s.
2000s.
I'm going to give 2000.
And 2000s is correct.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Can I get John, what is it, decades for $1,000?
I'll take that.
Nope, wrong one.
All right.
Dude, it tells you right here. You look at it.
Oh, yes. It's touchscreen.
That's the one I was going to click on, yeah.
All right, Suki, you ready? And Donovan?
Yep.
My four you can pick are the 2000s, 1980s, 1999s, the 1990s.
1999
is only dumbass. One
year. And the 1970s.
I'm going to go 70s. I'm going to say 80s.
The 70s is correct.
Fuck.
That's fuck when, you.
Damn it. All right. That's now when it's the my Dan. Turn. Mine's 80s, 90s, 2000s, or the 70s.
2000s.
2000s.
You're right.
Oh, so it keeps going. It asks you what your top song was from this time period. Mine is Television by The Reunion Show.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I don't know that one.
Sing
it. Sing it. You gotta sing it. That.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm trying to remember the lyrics.
Put you on the spot.
Look at me. I'm on the television.
Never heard of that song.
Then you're watching me. Or am I disappear? I don't know the lyrics, but I can carry the tune.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like, okay. Right.
So my top decade was the 70s, and my top song from that time was Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother.
That's your top song right now, too, right?
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Mine's the same top song as the other one.
True.
True.
Look at me, I'm on
the who's on your side? Who was by your side in 2020?
Whoa.
Your top artist. All right. Let's see your top artist. Well, don't.
Oh, give us the four.
Yeah, give us the four. We'll guess it.
Wait, what?
The next one is like, guess your top
artist of the year.
And he gives you
by,
four options.
Who was by your side in 2020?
Oh, yeah,
let it ride.
Kind of write it out.
Top artist, I'm going to say. Well, so I've got Rich Brian, Year of the Ox, Drake, and Post Malone.
I'm going to go with Rich Brian.
I'm going to go with Posty Maloney.
And I believe it was Rich Brian.
Fuck. Let's go.
All right, so my four are The Eagles, Rage Against the Machine, The Doobie Brothers, and Steely Dan.
I'll let you guess first.
It's not really that hard.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Steely Dan, too.
Yes, it is Steely Dan.
Is that your final answer? Yes.
You truly know thyself.
All right. Mine is either Fall Out Boy, Cruella.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've
been dying to tell you anything you want to hear.
Because that's just who I am this
All right, you
week.
Ruined it.
Lying in the grass
next to the mausoleum. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam. Rehab or I don't even know how to say this name. E.G. Zod.
Cruella.
I'm going to go with Fall Out Boy.
It's Cruella.
Fuck.
Haha, I know you guys better than you know yourselves.
Yeah, he got all of them right. He hasn't missed one.
So just to flex on everyone.
What percentage, what top percentage of the listeners were you in for that category?
0.05.
Holy shit.
I'm a disciple of the Dan.
That's what I was impressed. Mine's just 0.5.
Yeah, mine is 0.5 as well.
Fuck, no pussy, right. Bro.
Weakness disgusts me.
I truly am the elite.
Or how many minutes did you spend listening to their music?
Oh, shit. Who wants to go first?
Hold up. Wait, was that the next one?
Yeah, is this continue going with that same one after point? The percentage just a little bit rolled
out.
Oh,
it asks their favorite song, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so who was on your side? Sorry, I got to do this.
I guess I'll go first. My favorite song of Rich Brian's was To the Face, and I spent 1,206 minutes listening to their music.
Wow.
Oh, okay, mine doesn't beat that. Mine's their favorite song was Green Lights. Spent 881 minutes.
Wait, how long did you listen to it?
1,206.
Oh, it beats me.
What do you have?
My favorite song by Steely Dan was Deacon Blues. You spent 3,728 minutes listening to
how many music. Minutes?
3,728.
How does he beat you?
You said 1,200.
Yeah, 1,200.
Oh, I cared a zero. Sorry.
Holy shit.
Sorry.
He's like, you beat me. I have a 3,000.
Holy fuck.
What the fuck is
no,
he
I thought
about?
He meant 12,000. No.
1,200.
Damn.
Yeah, I cared a zero. Yes.
Holy right, shit. Let it roll out. How many artists have you listened this year? I'll go first. Mine's 1,200.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
849.
Oh, damn, that's low.
47. Fuck you, oh, bitch. I flipped my numbers. 700.
Fucking 800 minutes over here.
700.
Yeah, but if I have more artists, though.
True.
745.
Oof.
I don't really.
Hey, you're just much more, yeah.
Yeah, I know what I like.
That 3,000 minutes, though. Oh, my God.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder he's in the 0.005%.
It's also an 8-minute song, too. Deacon Blues.
Your top artist.
Rich Brian, Post Malone, Year of the Ox, Drake, and Joji in that order.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mine's Cruella, E.G. Zod, I don't know how to pronounce it, Rehab, Fall Out Boy, and then Glass Animals.
Why do you keep moving your microwave?
Because I'm like...
Microwave?
I was like...
Microwave.
Because I'm being a dumbass. I should put the screen right here so I can read it, but I'm putting it right here, so I'm like, I need to read the bottom thing.
Dumbass boy. All right, so my number one, Steely Dan. Number two, the Eagles. Number three, the Doobie.
The football team?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't really know the lyrics. And then I know they spell Eagles. E.
I like the Eagles. They're the 80s band, right?
Yes, yeah, 70s, 80s. They're Hotel California.
Yep.
That's part of
that's their best, yeah.
Hotel California.
Such a lovely place. Such a lovely face.
Oh, face, damn it.
Rage Against the Machine, because it was that kind of year.
There you go.
And to round it off, Charlie Crockett, number five.
Yeah, I don't even.
He's
you don't have to explain it. I'm never going to listen to him.
Okay. He's really good. All right, so now I'm seeing my bands. Thanks for spending all 67 months of 2020 with us. Here's the moment you've been waiting for or dreading. Read it, share it, wear it like a badge of honor.
No, thank you.
Okay, yeah. How many minutes listened did you guys
Mine's going to be the lowest in all y'all.
What? How?
From his being 3,000, there's no way I'm going to match that.
61,373.
Holy fuck.
Can't beat that.
I like music, man.
What you got?
Let's just say 31,000.
Oh, okay, I got 28.
Oh, yes, I beat you, bitch.
All right, in my defense.
Yeah, what's your defense?
In my defense.
Oh, you're an Apple
Music listener? I'm not allowed to listen to music at work.
Yeah, see, I listen to like 8 hours at work and like, you know, 45 minutes to work, 45 minutes from work.
Yeah, I only get the 30 minutes to and from work.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can see yours. Mine is just, I don't know if podcast counts or not in those music. That's what I'm put on.
I mean, you're allowed to listen to it, so I would, yeah.
That should count, right?
Assume. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's also probably why, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, too.
So that counts onto it, okay.
I don't. I'm only allowed to listen to music on the way into and from work, basically.
You don't listen to the podcast, dude?
No, what the fuck? I get to
live it. Yeah. I used to listen to ours, but now I'm just like, I can't.
Why?
Do you want to go through the podcast twice?
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I get too upset. So.
I think I'll start listening to it when we stop doing them.
Yeah.
So when's that? Have you guys actually like thought about when's the
NBA? Dude, Anthony tells me he wants to quit every fucking week.
Just about. It's usually when I listen to our podcast. Like I'll listen to it. I'll listen to one of ours. I'm like, why do we talk about this? No one wants to listen to this.
Finger nipples.
Boop, boop.
That was like 2 weeks ago. I mentioned finger nipples.
I haven't listened to
it. I don't remember the context, but I remember that. I'm like, is that okay to talk about on air?
Nipples.
After the whole conversation with you, Fabs, and Anthony having that,
the LeCom one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Glass.
What? Oh, filling up a shot glass.
Don't they? What? You were in there.
We were doing
I do remember that, but like, what was the context?
I can't remember.
Who brought that up? Probably Fabrizio.
Probably Fabrizio.
Yeah.
And then you guys just kept on putting more fuel to the fire.
Yeah, we just kept fueling the conversation.
And I was trying to like fucking put it out and I couldn't.
Oh, I had a friend listen to one of mine. And we were talking about
Is that a metaphor for how the U.S. handled COVID? Try to put out the fire. Yeah. And we're like, oh, shit.
Is this podcast ground zero for POG. For COVID.
For what?
For COVID.
I heard pogs.
Poggers.
Dude, what does that mean?
I think it means cool.
No, it doesn't. You made that up.
No. I'm like, using my context clues from the internet.
What? I've never heard anyone say that except you.
Poggers. I saw a picture of a kid who was on his like paper, had to write the definition of cap, and he wrote lying on the thing.
Dude, it's a meme.
You think it's wrong? Poggers?
Epic word can be used for anything.
Yeah.
Like I have 10 kids in my basement. Wow, such poggers. What?
So stupid, dude. Whenever someone says that, it's immediate cringe.
Bro, that's cringe.
What the fuck? Poggers, when your wife's boyfriend let you sleep past 8 p.m., you have 5 more minutes. Poggers.
Your wife's boyfriend.
Let you sleep. Yeah.
Like they took a while for me to comprehend that shit. By the way, how'd you feel about that? I saw that dude responded back to.
The Brody guy. Yeah. That was cool.
I was like, oh, shit. And then Anna was like, yo, he responded. And he started liking all the things.
Yeah, that was cool of him.
I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Get him on the pod. Get him on the pod.
I showed him, like, yo, dude.
With podcasts?
Yeah. Do you just want to bring your high energy onto our very low energy podcast?
Bro.
Mopart. I love his videos. I think they're so funny.
I like it.
For the people listening, we're talking about, I think it's Brody or something. Oh, what's his name? How you gonna make it, girl? Yeah, Brody Ellinger, Brody Elder Automotive Sales. If you're on Facebook, give it a listen. Give it a watch.
A what?
Did you watch that video of the guy who was talking about his Dodge Challenger?
Right? Yeah.
No. Yes.
For certified badass.
Yeah.
This thing thick as the divorce papers.
You see? Yeah. This is meme. In order to prepare for his role in Space Jam, actor Michael Jordan played 9 seasons of professional basketball and won 3 national championships.
I saw that one.
Stupid.
Nice.
So, why the fuck were you still in the parking lot yesterday when you didn't
thirsty.
Leave?
Oh, I was just bojangling on my phone.
Oh, okay. Literally, I was like warming up my car. I'm looking over to the right side, just seeing you still being there.
Why were you still there?
Warming up my car.
Oh, okay.
I gotta warm that bitch up.
On that beach. Flexing on that beach. Pull up. Oh, man. So, we're now on the 10th of December. How's everyone feeling that we're wrapping this year up?
Honestly, I don't think anything's going to change when the new year hits.
Yeah.
People want it to be like an expiration date or something like that.
Yeah.
This is going to be the most depressing New Year's Eve to date. Nothing's going to beat it. No one's going to be happier, but it's just like, please. People are actually going to be like praying for this next year to hit.
Yeah.
And be like just good fortune and stuff like that.
Which, I don't know, man. I have my...
I think the second half is going to get much better. They got us in the first half of 2021, but second half, don't worry, man.
What, COVID?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking sports?
No.
That was a sports reference. That's a
sports reference. You got it, right?
Yeah.
The guy was like, they got us in the first half.
Oh, that one meme, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. They had us in the first half. I totally agree. I think the first half of 2021 is still going to blow ass, but... Yeah. When they get that vaccine rolling out, people get a little more confident that, like, your skin's not going to melt if you take the vaccine.
Oh, did you see the, so there was a news article, the first person to ever take the vaccine was, like, a 95-year-old woman.
Yeah. She's in Great Britain or something like that.
I don't fucking know. She isn't dead. She's not dead yet, so I guess that's good.
They just test out on old people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay.
You're already there.
You're counting your days.
Yeah. Damn, sorry, these headphones are not comfy.
You don't like them?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe just my dome's weird.
You got to tighten it up a little bit. I think you open it up too much.
Yeah, I'm going to wear them loose like that.
Now it's not comfortable.
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
I can't hear myself.
Perfect. Dude, when I saw these...
We actually just muted Anthony's mic and told him not to wear the headphones for the entire pod.
So when the record button is on red, that means it's recording, right?
Yes. Dude, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, shit, we're not recording, and I hit it again. Did that happen? I feel like either that or I played it out of my mind.
In your dreams?
No, I don't know, because like, Oh, it was at the end of an episode. I think I freaked out. I'm like, dude, I don't think we were recording. And you're like, what are you talking about? I was like, the button was red.
Yeah, red means recording.
Yeah, green means go.
Oh, that's stupid. Well, I kind of get it. You know, anything that's red, it's like recording-wise.
Yeah.
That's a stupid color. Why the fuck would you be recording something be red?
Because I think it captures your eyes. So you're like, oh, they're recording. I think green
definitely captures my eye a lot more.
I'm just, I don't know, man.
Well, no, traffic lights.
Traffic light. No, red catches your eyes.
No, it does. No, it does not.
That's why you just fucking.
Yeah, that's why you're speed racer. Over here.
Oh yeah, so my boner jam. I got another reckless ticket.
Yeah, let's jump right into
jump
it.
Jump right into that thing, dude.
Count them with me, man. One, two, three. Number four, bitch.
Hey, your fourth hit to that reckless. Five, dude.
Yes. Five.
They're gonna throw your ass in jail, bro.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, is that like enough street cred for me to start my rap career? Or?
Young speed ticket.
Young Reckless.
Young reckless. There we go.
Little Reckless ticket.
Yeah, a little reckless.
What did the cop say? Like, did he knew you had like four?
Dude, okay, I'm not going to lie. Actually, we'll talk about this off air because I'm not going to say anything before my court date.
Okay, yeah, true. Let's not talk about this.
But I was very cordial with the cop.
Let's just say.
I'm never a dick to cops.
Donovan's a very responsible adult and take cares of himself.
Yeah,
really,
if the
well.
Court of Virginia is listening.
Yes. If your lawyer, like, you know, presents this or something.
Yo, should I try to plug us with my lawyer? Like, hey, do you like podcasts?
No, boom, there we go. More listeners.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, except
or we
he's
get
like
him on.
Except he's like a 70-year-old dude. I don't think he wants to hear us about talking about ejaculation and finger nipples. He's a working professional, like, you know what I mean?
Is that the internet radio show?
You never know how he is off hours, dude.
Yeah, he just wants to act up. He's like, yo, let me get on an episode.
Back in my day, we spelled splooge like this.
No, I don't think, no.
I don't know.
It's not going to, no.
Which high-paying job do you think is like the worst? You'd be like, what the fuck? Why would you be working that kind of job?
Industry.
What?
It's like the food industry.
The yeah, what? Like
chef the food something. Industry.
Oh. That's a good question. I've never really thought about it. I don't have to ponder on it and give you a response.
Because technically, you could be high-paying. I think if you get like managerial at like a top-notch restaurant, mm-hmm. you'll still be working like 60, 70 hours a week.
But if you're managerial, isn't that, that is hard, actually, right? It's a top end.
It's the hours are extremely demanding.
And how much is the pay, you think, on average?
I think I want to say like 70,000. Like high end.
Damn.
Like fine dining.
That's still kind of like
Michelin five star stuff.
That should be higher, though, I feel like. High end, okay. When I'm saying high end, I'm thinking like 100K and above.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to make that in the restaurant.
Dude, I can't even think of like five jobs that pay that much. Just kidding. Surgeon, dentist, that's like, about it. Engineer,
astronaut,
Uber driver.
Wait, what?
Dude, some Uber drivers make six figures.
Wow.
Seriously.
How?
Seriously, dude. Fucking
they just work all day, man.
My coworker, he did Lyft for one night. He made $60 driving 3 hours. That's like $20 an hour.
Oh wow,
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Imagine, you know, doing that during peak hours, not like after work hours. Yeah.
The bill, what is it? He's mood lighting.
I would say astronaut. That's the job I'm thinking of.
Like one of the worst jobs.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Why would that suck? How often do you go? How often do you have to go to space?
Never. I don't think they send people up anymore.
I thought there's still people on the space station.
Oh, that's
right. And they rotate them out.
Do they rotate them out?
Bro, I don't know.
You can't live up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then. It's just like it's,
but I think you're definitely up there for a while. You're up there for like
months, years.
I think
it
years.
Ain't paradise, dude.
I think millennium. You're up there for really years,
like millenniums.
Isolation that like fucking puts a toll on your mental.
Well, I mean that's why you've got like fucking four other people with you.
That's still after,
but
four
still
people,
like in the vacuum of space,
everything's black.
It's just
there's no grass, there's no nothing going on.
I guess you can say I'm passionate about my job.
it's such a weird.
I'll
job.
Just stay up here.
What?
Just scream into the void.
And it's like, at any moment, death is just literally right.
I bet that's
like
exciting.
Do astronauts have guns?
Why would they need guns? To shoot off aliens?
You said it, not me. No, but what if
there's an old US
I don't know,
SR
like,
thing about that.
Yeah, like, what if fucking ISIS finds a way to
go to space?
Space terrorists.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, eventually when we start hitting
space
the
force versus
space.
ISIS.
Yes. Space ISIS.
Oh my God. That was like super cringy. Like, I like where his heart's at, but like the name, bro.
Space Force.
How the fuck did you come up with that, man?
What else are you going to call it?
Not Space Force. It sounds like a bad, like,
like movie. Air Force works. Like, you know, when you hear Air Force, it's like embedded in our minds. Like,
yeah,
you know,
but like,
it's like legit.
Okay.
Space Force sounds cartoonish.
It does sound very cartoonish.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, yeah. it sounds like a parody of fucking, like, Star Wars.
Yeah, something like Power Rangers Space Force or something like that. What the fuck are you doing?
What would you call, like, Space Army?
Not Space Army.
Space Military?
Space Marines.
What the fuck was Buzz Lightyear's?
Star Ranger. He was a Star Ranger.
Yeah, that's what Space Ranger?
No.
What? Yeah, Space or Star Ranger.
I think it's Space Ranger. But no, the his...
Galactic Command?
Yeah, like the... Yeah, like...
Yeah, something like that. I'm going to look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Jamie, look that up.
I'm an intergalactic Space Ranger.
That sounds so much better. Space Captain, Space Lieutenant.
Why don't they just call him Master Chief? Spartan.
Give me a weapon.
Sir.
I need a weapon.
Going blinky mode. Master Chief, care to explain why you're at McDonald's? Sir. Getting chicken nuggets.
Dude, I'm not getting the new Xbox. Fuck that.
No, dude, that looks like ass.
It's not worth it.
Two packs of ass.
I'm still mad that I got the Xbox One for Halo 5. I got the PS4.
Yeah, dude, you should have got... No, wait. Buzz Lightyear is a... Please don't say toy.
Star Command.
He's a delusionist.
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah, it is Star Command. Star Command.
Would have been better than Space Force.
Why are you doing that?
What are you doing? Why?
It's from Always Sunny.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The episode, one of the characters writes a musical, and one of the characters' name is Dayman. And like the musical is like, Dayman, protector of the night, man. Oh, my
God. Have you watched all of Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
Oh, is it like the cowboy, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Is it in that movie?
I guess.
I haven't seen that movie.
I don't watch a lot of old westerns, to be TBH.
Especially now we have no movies coming out now. Are you going to get HBO Max?
I already have it, bitch.
You do?
Yeah, motherfucker. You want to check this shit out?
Patrick Wahlberg.
Oh, shit. So you're going to be watching Wonder Woman.
Oh, I've been watching. No, I don't... Dude, I barely check it. I'm not going to lie. I'm paying for something I don't use.
No, did you hear what they did?
No.
They're releasing all their like new upcoming movies
on... DC?
HBO Max. So, yeah, DC, you could kind of say. Hold Whatever on. Movies are like under HBO, they're...
I opened up the wrong app.
They're releasing the movies in theaters, but they're also releasing it.
How about you stop?
They're releasing 21 movies.
Mute me.
Okay, let's mute him. They're releasing movies on the app. You don't have to go to movie theaters.
Yeah.
For 30 days, you can watch those movies at home.
Somebody's been watching The Boys without me.
The Boys.
Hey, you want to give me your...
Yo, who's been watching HBO on my shit?
Hey, you want to give me your password so I can watch The Boys too?
It's on Amazon.
So I got...
I don't have Amazon, bro.
Yeah, see? I've got HBO, bitch.
Hey, you want to give me the password? True homie?
No. Yo, password trade me, bro. You got to give me something back.
Give us your browser's password. We know you have it.
What can I give you?
I will not be denied.
I got nothing, dude.
Damn.
Let me ruin your Spotify algorithm.
I was about to give you Spotify. I was like, nah, fuck that.
Yo, what the fuck? Why are all these anime intros? I'll just keep it on a loop.
Please don't.
Just wake up every day.
All I hear is all this like Japanese shit going on.
Or just buy a burner phone for Sugi's account and have that play every day.
Oh, I could give you a burner account for Spotify. I made one for us. Remember that?
No.
I made one. I was like, hey, we can all like before collaborative playlist was a thing.
Oh, you're ahead of the time.
Yeah, I was like, trying to make an account where we all can add our songs in there.
Yeah. Now we can just make a playlist.
Yeah, why the fuck we don't do that?
I don't know, Jim.
We should do that.
I don't know,
Jim.
You're
not going to add songs, are you? You're not going to add songs.
I mean, unless you guys like Steely Dan.
I'm fine with it.
Cool.
Mix it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sing you that song. Call from Warrington, Virginia.
Winchester, Virginia.
Damn it. Oh, Vienna.
Up against the wall, redneck mother.
What about you? What do you think 2021 is going to be like?
Coney 2012.
Did you just say Coney 12?
Yeah, Coney 2012.
Coney. Homie, the election's over. 2012?
That was Coney 2012.
No, Anthony said, Anthony was like 2012. I'm like, damn, yo, fuck 3005, yo. Motherfucker out here living in a different, several different millennia. What do you call like 10,000 years?
10,000 years.
No.
10,000 years in so 10,000 fists in.
So a decade is 10. A century is 100.
What's 1,000?
I don't fucking know. A millennial?
Yeah.
Millennium?
It was going to be a centurion, like a centurion.
No, that's centurion. I'm pretty sure that's I'm pretty sure that's like a Roman like soldier.
Centurion. Formation. My name is Maximus Studius Barinius. Hold the line.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. Up against the one.
Oh, we got curfews here in Virginia.
Let's go. Thank you, Overlord Northam.
We got. Okay, so we got a statewide curfew to keep residents home late at night.
Taylor Swift new album coming out.
Oh, shit.
Let's go. Hit the oh, shit button.
Wait, ocean?
It's the blue one.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Dude, you can't yell colors at me. Yeah. I start freaking out.
I was like, there's two blues. So we got an executive order that includes expanded mask mandate and lowers the number of people allowed in social gatherings.
What about gyms?
Take place this Monday. They do not change rules for restaurants, stores, or house of worships.
What about gyms?
Shit, I don't know. I'm reading. It requires residents to stay at home between midnight and 5 a.m. Exceptions will be made for people who are traveling for work or seeking medical attention or
asylum.
Food items. Asylums.
I'm still on the years thing right now.
Police will not stop anyone at
an
those
epoch?
Hours.
Epoch? An epoch is a million years, and an eon is at a billion years.
Eons.
I've heard that word before.
But once beyond millennia, we use numbers of years such as 100,000 years. Or some metric prefixes to anum. What the fuck? For example, mega anum is as referenced in Wikipedia, but they are basically the same idea.
Mega mom.
So people would arguably say decum millennium. What the fuck?
So like 10,000
yeah, exactly.
Years. Yeah. Yeah, I know my prefixes.
What about you? What do you think of 2021?
Yeah, I think it's going to suck for the first half and maybe get better in the
second half. Yeah, I agree. Until some other shit, you know, goes down. I think it's going to suck hard as fuck, though, because I feel like Biden is going to completely shut down everything.
That's what I heard.
As we should have.
Yeah.
From the beginning. But on the bright side, that means like, all of you dumbasses get a second chance at the stock market.
I'm not doing that. I'm broke. Letting,
how would the stock market work if no one's going?
Hey, you want to pay for that as a birthday gift? You want to buy me some stocks?
Yeah, I'll buy you $20 of fucking Bitcoin.
No, I don't want Bitcoin.
Why wouldn't you?
I want stocks.
Stocks.
You don't want a $20 stock. You'd rather have Bitcoin.
Give me all $20 worth of penny stocks.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know.
This dude's trying to be Jordan Belfort, man.
Yeah, okay, so like...
I'm going to just ride it out, dude.
I've been getting...
But, okay, I'll give you my cut in the future.
The thing is about penny stocks... They spike once, and that's it. If you don't sell it in that time period, that's it.
I've been getting dirty money, Jordan.
It's the thought, you know, that you bought me some stocks. That counts, as you said.
Dude, I'll buy you fucking... That doesn't make any sense, bro. I'll throw $20 into Bitcoin for you.
What am I
going that, like 80 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if the market crashes again like it did in March...
Right.
Bitcoin was at $3,000 in March, right? You know what it's at now? It's almost at $20,000.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
So your $20 will turn into like $100 if the same thing happens again.
Yes.
Sweet.
I can go buy a PS5.
I said 100, not 1,000. What the fuck?
You just have to do that
two more times,
yeah.
Three
times.
Is this like what, $400 now?
That was $300.
What?
The PS5.
PS5 is, it's supposed to be 500.
Fuck.
But people are reselling it for like a grand.
Yeah, fuck. I'm not
fucking, I don't even know that. If I want to buy one, man. I keep seeing like people saying like it's like fucked up.
It's not worth it now. Don't buy it at launch. I would say it's summertime.
Yeah, let them.
Yeah, let them fix all the bugs. Yeah. You see all like the Xbox, like the, what are they called? The ones? No.
What's Xbox the new one? X, right?
Yeah, X. I don't know.
X Series?
The X, Xbox?
I stopped following Xbox, dude. I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah,
Xbox.
Well, anyways, 10. The new one, like people are sending videos of like it's smoking.
Okay, that one.
I've heard that.
Oh, we got a call in.
Let's go.
Yo, what up?
You got to put him on speaker, oh, bro.
Yo. Hey, you're on the podcast, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, lame. All right, just text me, man.
Choke around the pussy.
Oh, no. Now we have to. No, now we have to edit that.
Wait, he's never been on the pod?
Yes. Tommy Salami?
Yeah, Titty Boy.
That's his nickname?
That's what some people call him.
That's what he likes to be referred as.
Is he also going to the party?
Yes.
Damn, just really, hey, thanks for the invite.
It's not my party, asshole.
You already ruined the surprise. Why don't you just ruin
it? I'm
going to
message Tina right now and just be like, hey, thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, is it Tina's?
Dude, go do it. That'd be so funny.
Is it Tina's?
Say I won't.
No, it's not Tina's.
Say I won't.
It's our other friend, Brian.
Say I won't.
You won't? Won't.
You won't, bitch. Message her.
You actually won't. We know you.
Oh, there she is.
He won't.
Thanks for the invite.
Let us see it.
Just FYI, I like Peking duck. Is it Peking or Pecking? We never established that.
Who cares?
Oh, wow. He did write it. Wow. He's a man of his.
There's one thing I'm not above. It's harassing women online.
Yo, text Denise you want to take a break. You won't.
Yeah, I definitely won't.
I think we need some space. Like, they've been so good, like, the past, like, year. Out of the blue, it's like, yo, I think I need some space. Like, what the?
I just need some turbulence.
And then she just kind of, like, blows up on
it. Or she's
him.
Like, yeah, we do.
Yeah, she's like, thank you that you brought it up. And then it's like, oh, no.
No.
Backfires on you.
No, I was doing it for content. No.
Yo, just text her. Just be like, I know what you did. Dude, like, I've been meaning to tell you, I swear.
Are you ever afraid of sending that thing?
Sending what?
I know what you did.
Yeah, would you ever do that?
No. No, dude, you never ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. Yeah. That's like how I live my life.
You would
life
never
now.
Do it.
I'd much rather just live in Bro, I'm ignorance.
Do it. I will do it.
You would do it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll remember this. Yo, rate
bring
check
it up.
It. It's immortalized on the internet now.
Yep. The hardest part is step one.
Getting a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Step one.
Be talking, attractive.
You mean talking to a girl.
Making eye contact, dude.
Step one, be handsome.
Yeah.
What's 13th base? You stay the fuck away from 13th base.
Jake the dog.
Speaking of bases, what do you think about Adam Eaton leaving? It's worth it. It's baseball.
We're talking baseball.
I heard Spaceball. I was like,
Spaceball. They're playing Spaceball with the Space Force.
Eaton leaving. He wanted like an astronomical amount to stay.
It was like $10 million on his like next year contract. They're like, fuck it. We're buying it out for $1.5.
Peking. Yeah. Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Peking. Peking.
Oh, you're looking at Peking.
No, it's Peking. Like,
pecan.
Like peak. Oh, yeah, pecan.
Yeah.
Like pecan duck.
Blinders.
No, not pecan duck, you motherfucker. Where are all my faux people at?
Pecan.
So, wait, you watched The Boys, all of it? Season 1 and 2?
No, dude, I haven't seen it at all.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you were the one who saw it.
Wait, oh, I have.
No, yeah. I just hyped it up. I'm like, guys, there's this crazy-ass show. Never watched it, but there's this great show.
Let's watch it.
All right, I'm down.
It's awesome.
I still need to see season 2 of The Mandalorian, so if you guys spoil
same
that
here.
For me,
same, I haven't done season 2.
I will straight up murder you.
Yo, let's watch it.
Okay.
Like now?
No, what? No, you gotta go.
Yeah, I do. Gotta leave in like 10 minutes, by
the
way.
Oh, 10 minutes. Road. All right, let's wrap it up then.
All right.
Boner Jam, I got another reckless ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Just to remind everyone and feel bad, if you guys want to pay for my lawyer, you guys can go to my GoFundMe.
The 75-year-old guy.
My Venmo and my Zelle is at
Just we'll link your Cash App in the description below.
I don't think I have Cash App.
No, that's like what the cool millennials use.
They're always trying to find new things to diverge themselves away from the public.
You got
to
diversify your bonds. My Boner Jam is, well, it was not getting like all my Christmas shopping done till today. Got it done. Feeling good, feeling right. So,
hey, nice, dude.
Yeah.
My boner jam is not getting you guys presents for Christmas.
Thanks, you bro bitch.
All right, cool. So we'll call it even for the birthday. Fuck off. Because I got you a gift.
For Krima?
I'm not accepting it.
Well, I got you a gift.
All right, I'll count that as a late birthday present. Yeah,
your super.
Can I have
yes! Oh, okay. I'll accept it then. I'm not accepting anything from you.
Okay.
Good.
I accept the terms.
The pact is sealed.
Next year, once
the
I...
The pact is sealed.
Once dental school...
Year. I'm not trying to kill the five, but I got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah. All right. So that was my boner jam, not getting you guys Christmas presents. So what's next?
Dude of the week.
Suki doesn't love us.
Not enough.
We need some dudes, some whoa there guys.
Dude of the week? Yo, whoa there guy is going to be me for ruining the birthday surprise, not once, but twice in 1 week.
I can't believe that.
Two times.
That's me. Like, dude, that's why everyone's flaming me in the fucking group chat.
Boy.
But the girlfriend said it was okay, so I'm in the fucking
She's
clear.
Saying that, but Boy. She's like, okay.
If you didn't mean it, don't say it, bro. Fist, like, don't be weird about it.
Clenched fist.
You know what I mean? I'd rather you just be mad at me if you're going to be mad, but don't say it's fine and then be mad. You know what I mean? Don't play with my feelings, because now I'm all relaxed and shit.
I don't know my woe there guy.
You don't have a woe there guy? You didn't have somebody that like cut you off on the way to... Yo, woe there guy should be your dad not letting you eat IHOP.
Oh, we'll put this off air.
Shout out, dads.
You, as an adult, a grown man, did not eat at
a
restaurant.
Not my house.
That's true. No, that's
Same
fair.
With how aunt
like, yeah, just sleep man, in your car, your bro. What the fuck? Why the fuck... honestly, though, why would you buy a house...
When you can sleep in your car.
You can live in a car. You can't race a house. Big fucking brain.
You can race a house.
I don't think.
RVs.
You don't get the equity back on your car. Like you can
race those things. Hook it up on the back of your truck. Mobile homes.
I can race my RV.
My heart's my home.
But a mobile home is not a house.
I race my heart.
Home is where the home is where the heart is.
But that's a home, not a house.
That's a house.
A house is a house.
No, house is
we
a home.
We turned this house into a home.
A house is not always a home because this is a house and this is not home for me.
Right.
This is a building structure to you.
Exactly.
It's just four walls and a roof.
But it's not considered a house. What do you consider a house? Hold on. We've got to pause this shit for next week,
a
dude.
A barn.
I'm about to be late to pick up home, bro.
Yeah, let's go. End it up. Okay, so then, yeah, my...
Dude of the week.
My woe there guy has to be... Okay, so I'm going to combine dude of the week and woe there guy.
Whoa. Whoa there, dude.
It's not even a dude or anything. It's going to be the iPhone. I'm happy I got it. I just hate the whole process. Like, I set it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to do the... Okay, no, actually, my woe there guy is going to be the T-Mobile guy who says I could transfer my data from my Android to my iPhone later. It was like a step that came up while you were setting it up. Like, do you want to transfer? I'm like, don't transfer. I was like, can I do this later? He's like, yeah, you can do it later. So I set up my phone. I was like, all right, this is good. And I couldn't do it. And then I looked to how to do it. I had to reset my phone again.
Yeah.
And then do it from start, like square one.
That sucks.
So I had to redo everything.
That blows ass, man.
All right, yours. Blow ass. Well, there, guy.
Well, there, guy is me.
And then dude of the week. It's not you.
My dude of the week is myself.
Yo, dude of the week, shout out the guy that that sold me the optic for my rifle.
I thought you were gonna say the IHOP server.
Yeah, that's what my dude of the week is. The IHOP server.
He was kind
of
weird. Like he started getting a little too comfortable, like a little bit. You know what I mean? Like I thought it was
he
cool.
Was at the end of his shift. He's like,
yeah, at the end. But yeah, I was like, huh? He's like, all right, listen. Like I know we're like really cool, but like you're getting a little too comfortable.
Look, dude, we're not looking for new friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the vibe I got. He's like trying to like he chimed in a couple times. I'm like, nobody fucking asked you, dog.
Oh, damn.
How much you tip him, like by friends. The way? Did you hit him with the 20?
No, I gave him 5 from me, 5 from you, so 10.
10%.
No, $10.
No, $5 equals $10.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah.
How much, if you guys combined your meal, how much is it?
Dude, mine was like $30 straight up.
Yeah, and you got a $5 tip.
Do the math. How much percent is that?
Dude, you're asking the dumbest Asian person.
I always give 5. That's just my rule of thumb.
$100 tab?
$5. Or just run away.
That's such a dick move.
How's that a dick move from him?
5% on a $100 tab?
Oh, I thought we were talking about $30.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, yeah.
$5, that's almost 20%, I guess, yeah.
It's generous.
10% is $3 from
$30. I always tip 20%. Not $20, 20%.
I was going to say, wow, you're really generous.
No.
I always tip 20, and I only tip. So it's either 20% or 10%.
He gave 25%.
Yeah.
At least 25.
Cool. I made
some. No, 15. You gave 15%.
Yeah, I'm generous. Yeah, I'm generous.
Yeah.
I knew it was like working for tips, man. I love getting $5.
Dude, I know how it is to work. I know how it is working for tips.
All right, my dude of the week's the IHOP server we had last night. My whoa there guy is itchy facial hair.
Nice. All right, cool. What? We wrapped it all up. All right. Bye, guys.
Dude.
Look at this dude.
You got any more buttons you want to hit?
No.
Nice. Let it ride. Let it ride.
Oh, dude, it's so long.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. We love you.
I like Look at this dude.
All right, end it.
Release me.
Bye, love
Release
you.
Release me.